So in between, tell me about Brookhaven. What was so special? What was so unusual about what was going on there?
Well, the second time, I went into a room, and it basically, the first room looked like a chemistry lab that you would see the black tables and the apparatus and things like that. And he took me into a room that connected with it and said, this is where we learned from the original experiments that went into 1940s. And I kind of had a clue about it, is where things were becoming invisible. And but that's what I thought. I thought there was, it was magic. They were just making things disappear. And what he did was show me all these dials, and it looked like a, dials and knobs and things like that, and it was a control room.
Did he ever make anything disappear in front of you?
Not at first. They were not sure how I'm going to take anything, and they didn't want me to have another one of my
episodes.
So they decided to take me in stages.
So they're feeding you a little bit of information at a time.
Right.
Okay.
And basically that went on for about 9 months until I really became comfortable on what they were doing.
What were they doing?
In one room they were observing events in the past, and in another room they were sending things back.
Into time?
Yes, and in the room across the hall, they were working on things to read minds or to place, to learn information from people, because they wanted to learn stuff from the Russians, and that was one of the places that they wanted to do it.
Tell me about the time travel. What kind of machinery did they have, Wade?
Well, they had a number of devices because they had years to work on this stuff. And what they related to me was, originally they didn't know exactly what they had until they started to get more and more information and get bigger and bigger parts. It's like when you assemble something and you have a bigger part of it, then you know what comes next. The only problem is, what type of energy does it use to fire it up? And if it does, will it explode, or is it safe? And that's kind of the things they did for like the first 10 years.
Did they ever mention the Philadelphia experiment to you?
That was one of the things Joe cleared up to me when he drove me over the first time to Brookhaven, and what they were talking about and disappearing, because I was causing a lot of problems by asking a lot of questions about it.
That's what that mist was, wasn't it?
Right. And it was kind of a luminous green mist. And what that is a byproduct or a side effect of what exactly they're doing. And I have to tell you, what it does is, what we live in is one dimension, but there are many dimensions. And what one of the devices can do is cross into another dimension. And basically, that's what he told me that was.
Were they the ones that were working on that experiment, Philadelphia experiment?
What it was is, after it was scrapped in the 40s, something like that, the government doesn't want to give away. So officially they scrapped it, but secretly they moved it to Brookhaven, because that's where all the physicists were.